I'm very happy to have as my guest today Louise Holden of I Draw Slow. We'll visit with Louise. She'll be in Dublin, Ireland, and I won't be, so we'll do it by phone. Honestly, it's been years. I've been trying to connect with Louise and I Draw Slow. I've been a fan of the band for a long time. We finally just happened to dial all of our numbers correctly, and we had a nice little chat about the band, the brand new album, which is Turn Your Face to the Sun, will be released in April on Compass. And I think you're going to enjoy it. Louise does a wonderful job explaining what the band is about and just this new album. And really is, I think they stand right at the threshold of, right at that area between traditional Irish, modern Irish, bluegrass, which is a direct line to Irish, Scottish music. And it's fascinating. And they're just a lovely, lovely sound from her voice in the band. And you're going to want to listen to that. A wonderful conversation with Louise Holden of I Draw Slow. Very happy to welcome Louise Holden of I Draw Slow to Unreal Bluegrass. Hello, Louise.
Hi, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. Listen, thanks so much for taking time. For the listening audience, you're in Ireland. I am not. So we're going through some special hoops to make sure that the Unreal Bluegrass people can listen to Louise Holden talk about I Draw Slow. Thanks so much for being available.
Delighted to know. It's great to talk to you. We've meant to do it over the years because we've talked about it, but we finally made it happen.
It's great. Listen, I will tell the audience, the reason I'm so attracted to I Draw Slow is I saw the band and heard the band perform live for the very first time at Grey Fox several years ago. And I think it was right after Red Hills came out, which I have. And I also then, the subsequent album, for my purposes, is White Wave Chapel. I have that one also. Then you came back to Grey Fox, was it last year?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I Draw Slow. You have a new album coming out. I want to talk about that. But I also want to I always try to enlighten and expand the consciousness of the listening audience. I Draw Slow is in Ireland. We all know the connection between Irish music, Scottish music, and certainly what's become bluegrass or what did become bluegrass. But talk a little bit about I Draw Slow and what you're doing. I get it right away. I will tell you this. The Grey Fox audience ate it up right away. I think that's not an atypical response. Let's talk a little bit about I Draw Slow, if you have a minute.
I think we do sit fairly comfortably between Irish traditional music and old-time Appalachian music. Our fiddle player was originally a traditional Irish fiddle player, and obviously we were all raised in Ireland around traditional Irish music. But we got a real grow for old-time music. That's an Irish word that means love. We got a grow for old-time music when we were... just because it became much more popular here in Ireland, and we started writing in that genre, but I think the Irish traditional band is still in there in what we do, so we're sitting somewhere in the middle. But I know your listeners who, you know, are obviously fans of bluegrass, they know that the connections are very close between the two musical styles.
Well, and they are, and I visit. I have Irish bands visiting all the time through rather in-person interviews. We Banjo 3 has been on several times, just kind of a favorite.
Oh yeah,
I think.
And yeah. Does, yeah.
And I think, were you on their last album, maybe?
I was. I did a vocal appearance on their last album.
Mm-hmm. They're friends, and I'm just big fans, and I think the audience is too. And I guess here would be my attempt to describe this, Louise, and help me just a little bit with I Draw Slow. Yes, you write new songs, and you create new music, but there still is this connection. If someone would see I Draw Slow, they would know you were an Irish band. But it's a modern, it's kind of a modern take with still a nod to the tradition.
Yes.
Yeah.
The songs as we write them in their earliest form are, I suppose you'd call them straight ahead folk songs, ballads. But because of the lineup, because we have Clawhammer Banjo with Colin Durham, and we have Adrian Hart on fiddle, and he has an Irish traditional sensibility. And then we have Conrad Liddy on the upright bass, who plays a lot of bluegrass and Cajun. It's when we put the arrangements on them that they take on what would be a straight-ahead folk song. They take on this flavor of old-time Appalachian music and Irish traditional.
The performance on stage of I Draw Slow is very dynamic. If I can say that about an Irish band, every time I see you, there's a little bit at some point accented foot stomping on stage, and I don't know that you know you're doing that all the time, but there's a lot of percussion from the persons in the band. Not that you don't have percussion sounds, but there is percussive sounds that comes from the band. Am I right on that?
Yes, I'm glad you've spotted that, because that's something we do try to do. We don't have a drum. We don't have drums at all. We have a very percussive bass player in Conrad, but we all try to pull in to keep to create the percussive sound that's not being provided by the drum.
And you do it very well. You're good stompers and you're good percussion people. Aside from that, you're great. It's a great listen. I mean, we talk about the music form. And the connections between old and new, and then through bluegrass, old and new also. But the band is just top. I love the musicianship. I play banjo myself, so I kind of pay attention to people that are playing on stage. And you've already listed them, but the musicianship of I Draw Slow is just top notch.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's what I think. I was very good up on stage. I catch myself turning around, getting lost in some of their solos and things,
yeah.
Realizing I'm not in the audience.
Let me ask you this. Who is the guy that sings so high above you?
That's my brother. Brother Dave. It's funny because our voices are similar because we're siblings anyway, and people, when they hear the album before seeing us, they make the assumption usually that it's me that's up.
That's right. That's right, yes. Yes, and I know that from having seen you, because I think I first heard Red Hills long before I went to Gray Fox, and that was my assumption until I saw you on stage, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, you're here, but this guy to your right is way above you, and that's your brother is what you're saying.
Yeah.
it works out well. You have a, there's almost like your voices, I mean, I don't want to talk about the sibling or the family connection and harmony effects and all that stuff, but that's beyond me. But there's almost like it becomes almost like a synthesized sound, and yet it's not. And it's almost like a harmonica sound, but it's not, or an organ. I mean, it's the blend is, I don't know how you do it, but it's a great blend. And sometimes I listen to the album, I think, oh, wait a minute, that's just not human voices. But then I recognize I'm listening to I Draw Slow, and it has to be. Right?
I don't know whether that's a good thing or
not. I think it's a great thing. I think the blend is so great that it almost sounds like somebody would have had to manufacture this artificially if we want to go there. But it's not. It's a perfect blend, and the vocals are just, along with the great musicianship, the vocals throughout the band blend so well. And I know you work hard on those things.
Yeah, we do. And I mean, he's my brother. We've been singing together since we were kids, so it locks in now. It's a reflex. But yeah, people, it seems to resonate with people for sure.
I've talked about the two albums that I own, and I have seen you have the privilege of seeing I Draw Slow twice live at Gray Fox, which is a great venue for your music because that audience is so hip anyway. I mean, they eat it up, and they should. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you now is. You have a new album that you've been crowdsourcing, and I think that you've told me that it's ready, that you have a date that it might be released, and let's talk about the new thing coming up. I don't have it yet. Nobody does, but let's talk a little bit about what's coming out.
No, it's not as yet. We decided to crowdsource this one because we felt we had enough following through Facebook and various other channels that people would be prepared to buy in advance, which is essentially what we've done here. We haven't really fundraised in the sense that it hasn't. Some people have made just straight ahead contributions, but in a lot of cases, people buying the album in advance. So we hoped that the demand would be there in order to get the album financed ahead of time, and that worked out, which is brilliant. We started it in the middle of November, and we had all the money in by the end of December. So it just means that we can comfortably go ahead now, and well, we're finished now, but we just wrapped up in the last few weeks. We could bring in what we needed in terms of supporting instrumentation, that kind of thing, and we could really make the album we wanted to make. So, yeah, it was great success. We were terrified going into it because you wonder, you know, you go looking for this kind of support from people.
Well,
you just don't know whether you're going to get tumbleweeds, you know?
Well, Louise, it's kind of like, here I am, do you still like me? I mean, it's all, you really are putting yourself out. The number two things, it gives you total independence if you have the funding to back it up, but it's also like, how much do you really like me? I mean, so there's a freedom and there's also fear involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's a great way to get a sense as well of what the demand for the album is going to be like. If he's out there waiting for us to do something new, if anybody. So it was really gratifying and encouraging for us that we did hit the target so quickly. And it means that when we get the product in our hand now in April, I think it's when it's being released, it will already have a certain amount of, there'll be an awareness of the album already out there, which is great.
True.
So that marketing aspect.
Oh, you're right. See, and I do talk with artists a lot about what is becoming a more and more, even just for established artists, And I'm not saying I draw slow isn't, but I mean you're in Ireland versus America. So, I mean, let's just say that artists who are here in America that everybody knows without having the good fortune of experiencing you at Grey Fox or whatever, it's crowdsourcing, as we'll call it, or self-funding or whatever, is becoming more and more of a thing just because I think of the nature of the recording industry. I'm not going to get too deep on that, but I think it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a wonderful model because it obviously allows the bands quite a bit of agency over their own financing, but it also means that the fans and the bands can really work together to create art. You know what I mean? Sorry, that sounds a bit highfalutin.
No, I get it.
You know, and if demand is there from the people, then it activates the project, and that works for everyone, really, you know?
And you made a point that I've never considered before, that it is kind of a form of marketing. You get out there and people say there's something. So it's like it fills two purposes. If you can get the money together, which you did quickly, it also lets people know that it's coming.
It creates expectation, yeah.
That's great. What a great. Do we have a name yet? I don't want to give it away, but do we have a name? You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, it's called Turn Your Face to the Sun.
Turn Your Face to the Sun, okay. And we think that'll come out in April. Let me ask you this, because I do play a lot of I Draw Slow on Unreal Bluegrass. You've been a constant, from the two albums that I have, I'll find something every week or so and put it in. And you were gracious enough at Grey Fox several years ago to give me what I would describe as a gorgeous radio drop. So I always have the introduction from Louise Holden of I Draw Slow. But everyone always says, why is the name I Draw Slow? Because they want to correct your grammar.
Yeah. Because I should be I Draw Slowly.
Yeah, that's right. So why do people do that to me when I play it? And then let's answer that once and forever. Why is it I Draw Slow?
You know what?
Or maybe you don't want to.
A small part of me rankles when I think about that as well, because I actually used to be a sub-editor in a newspaper.
Okay.
And it was my job to correct stuff.
Okay.
I think it's because we wanted it to have, it's supposed to be evocative of a situation, a duel, you know, where two people are standing gun to gun and one of them is, you know, has lost the duel because he drew slowly. But we felt by saying I draw slow, it gives it that kind of casual drawl. It's not.
Listen, you didn't expect this question, and I don't know the answer either. I love the name, but I appreciate the fact that you're trying to sort it out for us. But I do. It's amazing how many times people say, shouldn't it be this? And I think, you know, it's a band name. But I mean, I just ask you because I thought of it toward the end. So I now know that it involves death. I now know that it involves death at a gunfight, and I get it now. Oh, gosh. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. I know you're in. Are you in Dublin now, then?
I am. I'm at home, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate all the effort that we made to connect. It wasn't as easy as we had hoped. I can't wait for the new album from I Draw Slow. Louise Holden, thanks so much for being available to Unreal Bluegrass. And I can't wait till the new one comes out. Now, let me ask you this. One more question you didn't expect. When the new album comes out, will you be returning to this country?
We will. We absolutely will. We are going to be at Merlefest, and we are going to be building a tour. The Merlefest, that's in April, and then we'll be doing a few gigs around that in New York and D.C. and Baltimore, and then we'll be coming back again in June.
Okay.
Sorry, June into July. We're still just locking down the dates for that one, but we'll be around again then for that. So hopefully we'll see loads of you guys.
So all of this information that we're talking about now is available on our website, I bet, and you can tell me how the people can find that.
Yeah, so that's idrawslow.com.
Oh, that's not hard. All right.
So if your grammar nerds out there can bear to type that in.
It tickles me. I never thought of it. Honestly, I was playing music forever, and people started sending me messages during the broadcast. I thought, what? I don't know. Why would you think of that? Why would you think of that?
But I respect that mindset. So.
All right.
I'm not upset about it.
All right. Very good. Listen, Louise Holden, I Draw Slow. Thanks so much. I enjoy your music so much, and the fans of Unreal Bluegrass get a steady diet of I Draw Slow.
Thanks so much for all your support.
All right. Thank you. I'll let you go. All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Take care. Bye.